If you're referring to Winlink, I've only done it across the internet, although every time I turn on my radio, the first time I key up, it comes back that I'm connected to CMS, whatever that is. So I may be able to get deeper into the program, to the programming on this HT, and because there's so much on this HT that I don't even know what it is. I was able to figure out offsets, you know, and tones and different things so I can get on the net, on the repeaters and what have you. But there's just so much in this HT just that I haven't found it yet. I'm going to get back into it, though, and I was planning to do that this afternoon just to see about the CMS. Also, I have, this is a Balfang UB5RM, and it seems to do pretty well. I've got an Anytone 578B3+, and I've got to get, I've got to figure out how to plug that into the computer. I finally downloaded the software from Anytone, and I'm just a little above my pay grade to read the radio and copy it and this and that and start programming it. So one of the guys from Hazel Park said, group said he'd help me with that. And he doesn't live too far away, you know, so 5 or 8 miles. So, yeah, I'm excited about the whole idea. I was involved years ago in high school as a novice, and then, you know, work and family and life, you know, got in the way, careers, and I let it go by the wayside. I always maintained a CB radio, but that got to be crazy. So I went to GMRS, and there was a lot of stupid people there, too,